Now, more Ebling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Jack and Scott, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Very happy to welcome in our next guest, my favorite columnist, Susan J. Demas, who writes Capital Chronicles. Hello, Susan, how are you?
I'm great. How are you, Jack?
Just fine. And when we talk about an election like this, a lot of attention focused on the 7th District and the race between Tim Walberg and Mark Schauer, and also one of the most expensive races in history.
It is. So far, independent groups have spent about $6.5 million so far in this race. And when you count the candidates spending, we're at about $10 million.
And I'm guessing we're going to see a lot more in the final few days. I actually watched a show the other night, and I saw back-to-back ads for these candidates on four different occasions.
Yeah. If you're trying to make up your mind and you're going on the commercials, you're going to have a bit of schizophrenia.
You were a strong supporter of Joe Schwartz, who was a moderate Republican. You have not always been a fan of Mark Schauer, but compared to what you've seen from Tim Walberg, you've seen enough to make you think Mark Schauer earns another term. Why?
By far, in comparison to Tim Walberg, he's been a superior congressman. He has been very responsive to constituents' needs. And, you know, a lot of people who have come to his town halls or contacted his office have not been thrilled with some of his votes on health care reform, stimulus, cap and trade. I found that Mark has done a really good job, and he's interested in representing everybody, not just people who agree with him. And that's very important in the 7th District, especially because, you know, it's a very diverse district, and there are a lot of people within there that range from very conservative to pretty liberal, and you need a congressman who's interested in fighting for everybody. And during Tim Walberg's time, you know, there's not a lot of good that we can remember that he actually did for the district.
Yeah, I don't remember Mark Schauer changing his position or hiding his position. Been very upfront on what he has believed and endorsed. As you say, he hasn't run from a fight, and he's had a few of them. But I think this is an unusual election, Susan, because we've got two guys who have just held this office, and we can compare what they did.
Right. This is a rematch of 2008. And, you know, when Mark was running in 2008, he made it clear where he stood on these controversial issues, and he voted his conscience. And if he hadn't, he would be criticized right now by some of those editorial boards who haven't endorsed him. And they would say, boy, he flip-flopped. He just did the politically expedient thing. And so he really couldn't win that way, and then he wouldn't be true to what he believed. So, you know, even if you don't agree with him, he stuck to his gun. With Tim Walberg, you know, we know what kind of congressman he's been. He had the job for 2 years, and he lost it. You know, he's someone who is extremely conservative and has railed against earmarks. But I think we all remember back a few years ago when he claimed credit for an earmark for the Battle Creek Airport when he didn't even vote for it.
Well, I think that in terms of both of these candidates, we have seen enough that there shouldn't be too many undecided voters at this point. I would think that their politics are different enough. The lines of distinction are sharp enough. The way that they handled constituent relations, this really shouldn't be a tough choice.
Well, the reason why it's a tough choice is that the 7th District is actually the second most conservative district in Michigan. Mm-hmm. That's the way it was drawn. It has a 58% Republican base.
Yeah.
And so the district should go to Walberg in this year of all years, being a big Republican year, but he's not a very good candidate, and Mark Schauer is a good candidate. And so a lot of people are torn, and many of those Republican voters are going to be crossing over for Schauer because they feel like he you know, is more reflective of their ideals, even though he's not from their party.
When you talk about a district that's drawn to be 58% Republican, and you have this Republican tide that we're hearing about, whatever the Tea Party is contributing to this, we know how much money is being contributed by all of these outside forces, these anonymous third parties from outside the state. A lot of things, as you mentioned, are pointing in Tim Walberg's direction. But when three chambers of commerce, usually no friends to the Democrats, come out and endorse Mark Schauer, and when all these daily newspapers buck the tide and endorse Mark Schauer, maybe the people will be taking the clue here.
You know, Mark feels very confident. Democrats are feeling confident. I wouldn't be surprised if he pulls this out, even though I personally thought there wasn't anything that Mark could do to win this. I really thought the tide was against him, but he's proven himself as a fundraiser. He's raised more than $3 million, and he's gotten a lot of help from some outside groups like the unions and the DCCC. They're still confident in him. So, you know, this one could be a real big one for Democrats if they end up winning it in a week from now.
Bill Clinton came to Michigan Sunday and appeared with Virge Bernero and then with Mark Schauer later. Something tells me that Clinton's going to be 1-1 when this is done. But if you were advising Virge Bernero at this point, what would you tell him?
You know, at this point, there's not a lot you can do in a week. You know, he's put out some kind of amusing statements over the last few days. I don't know if you've heard, but Rick Snyder is open to selling off the Mackinac Bridge. And, you know, his Bernero's spokesman is cracked. You know, okay, let's name it the Tostitos Bridge, you know, if Rick gets in here. You know, so I think he's kind of at this point going for broke. He's trying to have a good time. I'm not really sure if there's a magic bullet for him.
Someone speculated that the best situation would be Rick Snyder being elected governor and Virge Bernero remaining as mayor. That would be a win-win because both guys could do a very good job in those positions.
Well, let's hope so. I mean, the city of Lansing needs a good mayor, and the state of Michigan needs a good governor. I guess we'll have to see what kind of a job Rick Snyder will do if he is elected.
Susan, over these last few days, what story are you going to be following most closely? What is the greatest question between now and Election Day?
Well, the big question is what the next governor is going to do in terms of solving the state's budget for 2012.
Right.
And, you know, the budget is $44 billion. It's very complicated. Voters deserve the most specific answers they can get out of these candidates. And frankly, neither of them have given extremely specific answers.
Yeah. So I don't know that there are any easy answers.
There are no easy answers, but that's the big story. And, you know, I don't know how much voters really vote on the issues, but right. In terms of an issue, that is the one. And instead of covering polls, I'd like to see reporters all across the state really press these candidates as to what they're going to do next year, because our state is in a heap of trouble and we need somebody who has good concrete answers.
Well, maybe you can provide those answers between now and Tuesday. Susan J. Demas, columnist, writes Capital Chronicles, our guest. Susan, thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Jack.
We'll be back. Ebling and You, 1320 WILS.